Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 208 on March 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Peabody Energy Corporation, General Motors, and Devon Energy, and we discuss three new trades on the 2-Cream Commodity Wheat ETF, the Rocket Companies, and Valet SA. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on the show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets finished the week a bit lower as investors weighed in on some positive economic data and the balance of the possibility of war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 443 points, ending the week at 33,614 points. The S&P 500 Index lost 55 points, closing at 4,328 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is losing when you're winning with covered calls. Now, I was reminded of a story during a conversation with a friend a couple days ago. A few years back, I helped create option strategies for a private portfolio. The portfolio manager owned some shares of stock that were underperforming, and he agreed that a 10% gain in the stock's value would be a great profit target if we were to sell then. So rather than just sell the stock by placing a limit order, we sold a call option. I introduced him to the world of covered calls, and he would collect some option premium and essentially get paid to sell the stock at a 10% premium. That sounds great, right? Well, the stock rallied a week or so later. Of course, that's how it happens. And suddenly the call option was in the money and he was going to be forced to sell the stock for a 10% profit. The next result shocked me. He was upset with me. He was mad that we sold the option. He wanted to hold on to the stock. He was no longer happy with that 10% gain and the premium we collected from selling the option. I mean, sometimes you just can't win for losing. Now, I'm sure many of you have experienced this, or maybe you're beyond this. In fact, I would bet someone listening to the show has lived through this scenario recently. So what should you do in this situation? Well, you can always buy back the call option you sold. There's a break-even point for the value of the call option relative to where the stock is priced. So even though stock has rallied and that call option is going to cost more money, all in, there should still be a point where you're making more money on that stock than what the call option actually is priced at. So you can always buy in that option. Now, of course, that allows you to maintain the stock position and you'll close out the option, the option portion. You can also decide to buy a higher strike call option and just turn the call portion into a credit spread while still owning the stock. So let's say stock rallies, you sold a option that is now in the money because stock rallied beyond that point. You would buy another option that's also in the money. So the two option positions end up offsetting each other. It creates a credit spread. And you keep the stock just the same. So sure, you're going to lose out on some of the upside of the stock, but you get to keep the stock for the long term. So those are just two of a dozen or so things that can be used to uncover a covered call so that you can keep the stock and benefit from some part of the stock appreciation. In fact, last year, you guys might remember me talking about selling I actually had a covered call position on AMC. Suddenly AMC rallied like $20, right? I think I did like a covered call position. And the stock just rallied like crazy. And I wanted to be able to hold on to or at least capture more of the gains. So I actually was able to I created a tighter credit spread, which allowed me to go ahead and get rid of that position and keep some of my AMC stock. And later on, I even turned that into I took a debit spread where I owned the spread and extended the value. So instead of doing a $1 spread, I ended up doing like a $5 or $10 spread or even a $20 spread. You don't always get a chance to capture the full amount, right? The full amount of that rally, but you can at least capture a significant chunk of it if you go ahead and uncover the covered call. So that's it for this week's topic. There's always more options you have with options, right? So let's go ahead and get into the trade review for this week, or from last week, actually. So we start off with the covered call. We looked at Peabody Energy Corporation, symbol B as in Bravo, T as in Tango, U as in Uniform. At the time, the stock was trading for $16.01 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the March 17 call at $1, hoping for a maximum return of 12.43% in 3 weeks. While Peabody Energy shares grew $10.34 per share this week, the call option we sold gained $8.90, leaving us with a net profit of $1.44 if we were to close the trade. Now, staying in the trade through expiration would actually lead to capturing 55 more cents of value in this trade. That's an additional one-third of value if you stay in this trade. So given this large move, there really aren't any adjustments that are needed to make the trade profitable. As discussed in the topic of the week, there are always ways to change the risk in order to keep the stock from being called away, if you so desire. But nonetheless, this trade was successful. No adjustments are needed, and it should expire profitably in 2 weeks. Our next trade from last week was a credit spread. We looked at General Motors Company, symbol G as in Golf, M as in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $47.43 per share. I looked at selling the March 48-49 call spread at 37 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 63 cents per spread. Now, shares of GM fell $5.03, ending the week at $42.40 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. So given the weakness of this stock, one can assume that stock will remain lower than $48 per share over the next 2 weeks. This will, of course, allow us to keep the full premium that we collected from selling the call spread. So this trade also worked out as hoped. No adjustments are needed. And our final trade for review from last week was a debit spread on Devon Energy Corporation, symbol D as in Delta, V as in Victor, N as in November. Now, the stock at the time was trading for $55.20 per share. I looked at buying the March 54-55 call spread for 65 cents, which could give us a maximum possible gain of 35 cents per spread, which would be a 53.85% return in 3 weeks. Well, shares of Devon Energy grew $4.37 per share, closing at $59.57 this week. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money. It's deeper in the money. So at this point, the spread's pricing near its maximum value of $1. So this is playing out exactly as we'd hoped. I mean, even better than we'd hoped. With stock staying so much higher than our strikes, we are likely to capture the full profit on the spread in 2 weeks. So that would be a 54% return in two more weeks. So this one was a nice trade as well. No adjustments are needed. Of course, if you did want to make an adjustment to this, you can turn this $1 call spread into like a $4 call spread by buying back the 55 strike and selling out the 58 strike. As long as you're able to do that 55-58 debit spread, it'd be another debit spread. If you're able to buy that in for less than $3, right? So that spread, 55-58, has a maximum value of $3. If you're able to do that for less than $3, then you're able to add additional profit to this trade and still have a high likelihood, a high probability of additional profit over the next 2 weeks. So that's it for the trade review for this week. And this is going to be the last week that we're looking at trades that expire on March the 18th. Next week, we will start using the February monthly, February, wow, I just jumped back 30 days. next week, we will start using the April expiration for our monthly options position. So let's go ahead and get into the new trades for this week. So we'll start off with the covered call. I'm looking at Tucrium Commodity Wheat ETF, symbol W as in whiskey, E as in echo, A as in alpha, T as in tango. The stock ended the week at $10.83 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the March 11 call at $1.65, hoping for a maximum return of 16.81% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying shares of stock for $10.83 and selling the March 11 call at $1.65. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $11 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $9.18. The stock purchase in real terms will require $1,083, and you'll collect $165 for selling that call option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread. Looking at Rocket Companies, symbol R as in Romeo, K as in Kilo, T as in Tango. The stock ended the week at $14.22 per share. I'm looking at selling the March 14, 13.5 put spread at 19 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 31 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the March 14 put at 72 cents and concurrently buying the March 13 half put for 53 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $14 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $13.81, and in real terms, you'll collect $19 per spread that you sell and have $31 at risk. Our last trade is going to be a debit spread. Looking at Vale SA, this is the Brazilian mining company. Symbol V as in Victor, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, E as in Echo. The stock ended the week at $20.15 per share. I'm looking at buying the March 19 half 20 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that'd be a 56.25% return in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the March 19 half call for 85 cents and concurrently selling the March 20 call at 53 cents. This is a debit spread because we're buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $20 per share in 2 weeks. The break-even price is $19.82, and in real terms, you'll pay $32 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. And with it being show 208, I can't help but thank you guys for listening and joining with me on this journey for 4 years. I can't believe I've been doing this for 4 years. You guys are amazing. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the encouragement and support. And as always, happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.